We are lucky to have on the line this morning somebody who knows all about what we were doing yesterday, watching the Super Bowl and then looking things up using Google. And with the Super Bowl going on, and there's the commercials. Who are these people? What is this? What is that product? That sort of things. What are people searching for? And to help us with that, we have Google Trends expert with us this morning, Gina Shalavi. She joins us. Good morning, Gina. How are you today?
Good morning, Bruce. I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for getting up so early and joining us today to talk about what we were looking through. So I guess kind of when you're putting something like this together, what sort of categories are you kind of following is what people are? Or do you let the people lead you to where they're going with what they're looking for?
Always letting the people lead us. You know, we have everything across the actual gameplay, all the way to food trends and a lot of interesting things about the commercials, which always generate a ton of buzz every year.
Well, let's start with, I guess, sort of some of the trends related to the Super Bowl. What was happening before, maybe before the Super Bowl started? What were people getting ready, anticipating for?
You know, in the week lead up to the game, we saw a lot of buzz happening around the halftime show and the teams and the players in particular. So, you know, we had an incredible star-studded lineup for the halftime show featuring some of the best of 90s hip-hop and rap, all with the common denominator of Dr. Dre. So we had people searching and asking who exactly is in the lineup and when are they going to be performing. And then another thing that's consistent that we see year over year is that the top search players always in and around the game tend to be the respective size quarterbacks. And that stayed true as well, with Joe Burrow being the most searched player of the evening and Matthew Stafford being close behind him. And then, of course, with the ads, you know, it's a new day and age now where many advertisers upload their Super Bowl ads before the game even airs. So people come to youtube.com/adblitz to take a look at a sneak peek of some of the trends that they might see during the game itself.
A lot of times you mentioned also putting the ads ahead of time. Sometimes during the game, people are like, what is this product? And hopefully that's sort of that immediacy, what the ad is supposed to do, right? Drive you to their site.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a little bit about the one.
That's exactly right.
Let's talk about the one that I saw there, and it had that QR code bouncing around on there. And I was watching that on my phone because that's how I was doing it for part of the game. And I thought, well, I can't really scan my QR code with my phone, unless you know a way I can do that, by the way. Then I was able to, you know, figure out, well, what is this from? Sometimes it's so mysterious that people have to go to a site or something to just type in, what is that QR code commercial, right? Something like that.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you a trick, Bruce. If you pull up the camera app on your phone and just aim it at that QR code, a link will pop up for you and direct you to whatever they want to push you towards.
Oh,
and that ad was, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Never mind. I'm sorry. We're on a late delay. So I'm just saying, it's hard for sometimes getting two things open on my phone at the same time. But so that takes us to some sort of a crypto kind of currency ad or?
Exactly. It was a Coinbase ad. And they ran a QR code with a special promotion that if you grabbed it right then and there, they would give you a credit for opening a new account with them. And that wasn't the first and only cryptocurrency ad that we saw. We also saw crypto.com featuring an ad with LeBron. And, you know, across the board, we're seeing, you know, cryptocurrency, electric vehicles, lots of commercials that are having a look towards the future of things.
Well, that just sort of ties into what people are able to do and what the advertisers thinks that we can do. But, of course, let me just play one because, you know, you look for humor. I was singing this song last night.
I'm defeated, feel mistreated. I'm so angry, I'm singing a song because I'm paying so much for home internet and that's just wrong.
You got Zach Braff on there. He and, of course, his Scrubs mate coming back together. You get a lot of reunions taking place during the Super Bowl ads. People are probably either thinking about that show that they used to be on, or who are those guys and why is everybody thinking they're so important, I suppose.
It's so true. And it's funny that you play that one in particular because you know, every year we take a look at the most viewed ads from game day to get a sense of what some of the initial trends are. And yesterday, you know, we saw that the number two most viewed ad of the day was exactly that one from T-Mobile, Donald Faison and Zach Braff singing a duet for T-Mobile's new home internet service. So you're exactly on trend and part of the buzz that's talking about it. Many people were tuning in.
Well, you mentioned how people sort of get the release preview, and sometimes people then sort of see the ads and they're not as surprised as much as they are. What are some of the interesting things you discovered maybe through the searches that you want to point out that kind of looks geographically and how the different country is reacting to different things that are happening during the Super Bowl?
Sure. Well, I think something really interesting that we saw a shift was that in the week leading up to the game, we saw most people searching for the LA Rams across the board. Very, very little on the map that was in orange, looking for the Bengals. But then as we got closer to game day and on game day itself, we saw the Bengals actually overtake the Rams in terms of their search interest. This was also something that we saw with trending player searches as well. You know, one thing we see consistently year over year is that the top search players are typically always the quarterbacks from the respective sides. And this year stayed true with Joe Burrow being the most searched for player of the evening and Matthew Stafford being close behind him.
I know we like to eat wings, but why are we searching for wing flavors during this ahead of the game? Don't we already know what we want?
You know, it's so funny. I'll tell you, in the state of Ohio, buffalo wings and buffalo chicken dip were the two most searched for wings and dip flavors. But we also have a list of most searched for food near me for those who didn't want to take their hand at cooking or preparing anything themselves. The top search was for pizza. The second might surprise you a little bit. It was actually for Chinese food. And then third, a bit more on brand for the event, was getting wings delivered.
We were talking this morning with Gina Chalavi about the Google search. Is there a good way to do a search? Do we just type in like a keyword, or is it putting into a question? How's best to get sort of the quickest search and the best search out of Google?
Well, I think if you're generally looking for something on Google search, it has an incredible response rate to keywords. But if you want to see Super Bowl commercials, we've made it very, very easy. If you just go to youtube.com/adblitz, it's your one-stop shop for everything Super Bowl related, where fans are coming before, during, and after the game to engage with their favorite Super Bowl content, especially all of the ads.
And they make their ads, you know, they have the ad that they show in the Super Bowl that they paid the price for, and then sometimes there's the extended versions or alternate versions, as it were, with the same theme. So you can kind of get more. If you liked what they did for the one ad, you can see the sort of the different variations on that same ad as you do that search. Gina, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
747 at WEOL.
It's been a